Travelers passing through American airports say little disruption was caused by new federal security measures that took effect yesterday. And despite the new tighter security, only a small percentage of checked baggage is actually scanned for bombs before it gets on a plane. Congress has passed legislation to change that by mandating 100% baggage screening by the end of this year. But so far, there are only two companies that make the scanning machines. There have been delays getting orders placed by the government, and it's unlikely that the deadline will be met. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At Boston's Logan Airport, some of the passengers checking in are asked to follow a baggage handler who takes their luggage to a special room where it's loaded onto the belt of a hulking 25-foot-long scanning machine.
Do I have to stay here?
Yes.
The machine uses computed tomography, a so-called CT scan, similar to the procedure done in hospitals, to create a 3D image and measure the density of the bag's contents. If a potentially explosive substance is detected, a technician here is alerted to further scan and search the bag. Right now, less than 10% of checked bags are scanned this way. Congress has mandated that by the end of the year, all luggage must go through one of these so-called explosive detection systems, but that doesn't mean it's actually going to happen.
It has been a tradition in the United States Congress to pass mandates for action in airline security, then have the ball get dropped.
Congressman Jay Inslee of Washington State recently held a press conference near San Francisco on the factory floor of Envision Technologies, one of the two companies that makes these CT scanners. Inslee said the government has appropriated about $1.5 billion for aviation security, a large portion of which is likely to be used for baggage screening. But he said it's taken far too long to start purchasing equipment since the passage of the Aviation and Transportation Security Act 2 months ago.
The federal government, as of this date, has still not ordered the production of one single bomb detection device that can find explosives in checked baggage. Think about that. We are 4 months past September 11th.
The Federal Aviation Administration did place a small order for CT scanners with Envision back in November with money unrelated to the Aviation Security Act. But Envision and its competitor, L3 Communications, are together making fewer than 15 machines a month. And Inslee says they'll need a lot more money and orders to ramp up production. An estimated 2,000 CT scanning machines would be needed to cover the nation's major airports at an installed cost of around $5 billion. The companies say they can come close to meeting this spike in demand.
I think we're going to get close.
Envision Vice President David Piller says his company has already doubled its manufacturing workforce and could soon be producing 50 machines a month by running its factory day and night once it gets some orders.
In our factory, we have capacity up to 50 a month. In order to go beyond 50 a month, roughly 600 a year, we would need to start a second factory. We've taken steps to do that already.
But even if the orders come soon and the machines can be made, there are other serious challenges. For one, these machines are so massive, the floor under them often has to be reinforced, and a major airport would need an area the size of a football field to set them all up. Officials with many airports haven't figured out where to make space. Some are considering building temporary structures outside terminals. Of course, all this could create long delays and logistical headaches. And some critics say all this expense and effort will likely be wasted if government officials don't do a better job of closing other existing security problems.
A very sensitive issue called access control.
Steve Elson is a former Navy SEAL who once worked on the Federal Aviation Administration's so-called Red Team, a unit that would test airport security by trying to smuggle guns or inert bombs through security checkpoints. All too often, he says, they succeeded. Elson says even after September 11th, it's still far too easy to sneak into restricted areas of many airports.
You can literally just walk out the ramps and throw bags right up into a cargo hold or onto a baggage belt and walk away. That bag has bypassed every bit of screening. So who cares if they can get all the explosive detection and bag match done if the FAA doesn't bother to protect the planes? We've got the National Guard hanging around airports. Why aren't they on the ramps guarding the planes?
Many airport and security officials say the U.S. can learn a lot from countries such as England, Israel, and Singapore that are clearly ahead of this country in terms of screening bags for explosives. Some question the very strict standard the FAA has adopted requiring these massive CT scanning machines that cost about $1 million apiece. Other countries use a multi-layered system employing some CT machines in conjunction with many cheaper, faster, and smaller scanning devices. Some airport officials say that approach might be a more realistic way to quickly achieve 100% bag screening at U.S. airports. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
For more extensive coverage on airport security, go to our website, npr.org.